Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Bum, bum, ba, bum. Oh, darn it all. Put that, fix that, would you? Put that back in there for me.
Why are you saying that to me?
Why am I saying it to you? I'm saying it to Bryn because I just screwed up and I don't know how to fix things on the computer.
Yeah, you do.
Not really. You know what's funny? I swear to God, I think he must have had it in manual because I think I turned it back to automatic.
Maybe.
The first thing I do usually is just like flick the thing over and whatever.
What now?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
It's Tuesday. Oh.
Tuesday.
My God. This is it for Yuzette. Yuzette gets picked up by her hubby, Johnny V.
Yeah.
And heads to Sonoma today.
We were doing all the packing yesterday. It's just so much to bring. The other thing.
The kitchen sink.
You bring your own bed? I didn't know that.
We don't bring our own bed, but we do bring snacks.
You're the only
snacks.
One who brings his own. What?
We do bring snacks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. What kind of snacks?
He brought like beef jerky, pistachios,
cigarettes,
some mint Milanos.
Oh, you gonna move your car into the garage before you go? And
no, I had Alden.
Oh, great! So
bring me
car.
To work, and so John had so much to do at the house, so that's why I brought Ella. So one less thing he has to
little
bring
Lala's
over.
Little Lala's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
love that dog.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
Yeah,
she's so excited.
One. Oh, yeah. Did she know? You told her?
We told her.
Oh, good.
John goes,
so she's
yesterday,
all set.
John goes, do you think she knows? I go, well, let's tell her. And I swear, she knows the word work. I got to go to work. And she gets sad. And today I was like, you coming to work? Coming to work? And she started jumping up and down. And she was just like, let's go, let's go.
How can they not know?
And then Sonoma, she knows the word Sonoma.
Oh,
I say me, you, and Papa are going to Sonoma together today.
So she knows.
That's, she knows you
that
guys.
That is amazing.
We do she love
knows.
Our dogs.
Does she know me?
Well, yeah, when you step off the elevator and she sees you coming through, she runs to you.
She loves me now. She doesn't let me touch her most of the time, but she's, you know, she's always like, hi. Oh, she's a good dog.
Hello.
So you guys go up today, and we'll. What time do you need us there tomorrow?
Because
I was just going to go get John
for
and
early check-in. Oh, is John going to go?
Yeah.
I was thinking about him this morning, wondering how he is.
He's a little beat up still.
Yeah.
But he's, as far as I know, he's going. As of last night, he was going. And I know. As of last night. And now, you know, as soon as he says that he's going to go, I plan my whole thing around him. Like, I'm not going to have to drive my car.
Sure.
And I'm going to get there at this time.
Yeah.
And here's what we're going to do. And I
asked for early check-ins for everybody.
Thank you.
We have a 3 o'clock photo shoot.
3 o'clock. So
three
that's
o'clock.
My first. So I just need to be there by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and then hopefully you get
my
your
God.
Room and freshen up.
Oh,
and
my God.
Freshen up? What do you think I need to freshen up for?
I don't know. Comb your hair? I don't know. Whatever people do to get ready for a photo shoot.
Put on
a
full face of makeup.
No, put on some lip gloss. Whatever you do, Sarah.
Thank you.
And so 3 o'clock, we'll do that. And then
I'll
hopefully be done in, you know, by 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
And then 5 o'clock is dinner.
Oh.
6 o'clock, whatever we have, you know, where we have it.
Yeah.
5 o'clock. And then 6 o'clock is the sacred show to 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Is the pate at the pool.
Pate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so looking forward. The weather's going to be glorious. Mm. Perfect. Warm up there.
Mm-hmm.
But not too hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
It'd be nice.
And Vaughn's doing the DJing.
Vaughn is DJing for us. So Vaughn won't be at the secret show because he'll be getting his equipment set up.
Yeah, you've got work to do, Vaughn. You better get all set up.
He's got his own gig to get ready for.
Yeah.
That's
his
great.
Gig.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, so it should be super fun.
so excited.
Super fun.
It's just like fun. It's like the start of all the fun stuff for the year for me. I just love it. Like, I love the 4th of July. Like, we're getting ready for the 4th of July party already. Like, doing our spring cleaning, getting rid of a bunch of stuff.
Aww.
You know, I want to power wash the bricks. Got to get that done. Just trying to get the place all looking all spruced up.
Yeah.
I got to vacuum my plants pretty soon. You know, get all the cobwebs off of them.
Is this the first year your brother's lived with you for the 4th of July party?
Yeah.
Oh, this is his first one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. They have no idea
how crazy it is.
It's going to be.
Well, they're
so
going to be contributing to the craziness.
That's true.
Your brother's a lunatic.
He is a lunatic.
So, if anything, they're gonna amp that up.
They will. Yeah. My brother is definitely en fuego.
And don't worry, every time you and John take a break from your singing and your joke telling,
my brother will jump right in.
Will jump right
That's
in
great.
With his wife. They're Sarah and John 2.0.
I see. That's good to know that the entertainment will continue.
Yes, absolutely.
There's usually no singing until later in the day. I think you always leave before the singing starts.
Well, the last party, the wig out party, I asked you guys to start singing early so I could enjoy a few songs.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And then I did and left.
Okay, I've had my fill of singing.
The singing. It's just like, you know what? I'm tired. Right. It's dark. I can't see. I want to go home now.
Right. I hear you. Oh, God, I'm so excited for it. I just love summer so much. I was reading an article this morning about how there's people who are just not summer people. Mm. And I was thinking about Vinny as I was reading this story, you know, because he loves the fall. I know that you love, you know,
it's
sunshine.
Not fair because when I grew up down south, I loved summer. When I was a kid and I was off for summer, I loved summer.
No, we're not.
But now,
summer,
it just means summer crowds at the beach and no surf.
Yeah.
Right.
So it doesn't have the same vibe.
And still
vibe.
Light when you go to bed.
Right. So for me now, it's not the same.
Yeah.
When fall comes and the surf picks up and the temperatures go down and the holidays are right around the... That's for me, that's when...
To me, like, the holidays are
the
just...
Stuff.
They're the stressful part of the year and the summer is just like... All I'm going to do is have fun this summer.
Fun.
And it kicks off this week with the Fairmont Sonoma Mission and Spa.
And you love your big party. I mean, that stuff.
I know. I love
events
my big party.
Aren't my thing.
Yeah.
They're just not. I mean, I like the Sonoma thing, but I'm not putting that event on.
Right. Oh, my God. I know. The planning.
And I'm like, okay, I just party with my friends and it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always look at parties as like an opportunity to get all the things that you should have been getting done all year done.
Good point.
You know?
Yeah.
Although, you know, one of the things about like when I have guests, I'll clean up real good thinking, okay, we get... But really, then they come in, trash the place, and you're like, oh, God.
I know, within
again.
20 minutes, it's trash. And then people who show up later, you're like, this place was spick and span earlier.
Should have waited till after your people left.
I know.
Sheesh. But whatever. I'm. That's 4th of July. Rip it up, dude.
So fun. I know. It's going to be fun.
I have a friend. So my friend Seth, who I grew up with, just invited me to his 50th birthday party.
How exciting.
And it's a big deal because he was like... Everybody's coming. And I talked to another friend of mine. And
is he down south?
Yeah. And he's like, you know, all the pukes are going to be there. And I'm like, oh, right. It's like all the people we used to drink with who still drink.
Oh, who still drink?
All of them are going to be. And I was thinking, you know what?
No.
I'm going to go down. Well, no, it's not. Oh, no. It's just like, oh, yeah. Right. That's
well,
the
I'm sure there's a few of them who are sober now.
Him and I are born out of that, me and my buddy. And we're like, okay, so we'll go for... You know, a surf that morning, and then we'll split because the party is not going to be. No one wants to see that bleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you might want to.
I don't. Yeah, I'm telling you, like it's even with you guys. When you start getting S-faced, I'm sitting there like, okay, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
It's just different. It's like it's the same reason a sober person doesn't go to a bar. You can go.
Right.
But as people are getting drunk, you're like, what's so funny about that?
Yeah.
You're not in that party.
You got to be ripped to see what they're seeing.
Right.
Just not the same. So
you got to put your beer goggles on.
Right. So anyway.
Oh, my God. Did you see that happen? It was so funny.
I'm going to go and hang.
So when is that?
That's in August.
Mm.
That's just a weekend thing.
Oh, that's
it'll
good
be
though.
Neat, but then it'll be like. Okay.
Can't wait to hear the stories from that. That should be really funny. Is Nipples going to be there?
I don't know the whole invite list, but my friend Billy, who you've all met, including the listeners, he's also not a drinker.
Right.
And he was like, dude, it's going to be
by mass show.
But like an hour in, it's just going to be, everyone's going to be in the weeds and...
Or maybe they're all grown up and can handle it. Mm. Well, we'll see. That's funny. Were they doing it at a hotel or something?
No, I don't know where, but probably at his house. Oh. Anyway.
Well, take lots of pictures. I can't wait to see.
It's very much like your 4th of July party. It'll be one of those things where everyone goes off and everyone has the time of their life.
You'd think that would be my 4th of July party, but generally speaking, no one's even really drinking until later. It starts at 3. We eat. You know, there's the cornhole tourney. I mean, people are having a beer or two, but no one really gets wrecked at it. I mean, maybe late at night, but I've never had anybody throw up.
Oh.
Thank God.
That's too bad.
And people bring their kids, you know? It's a family party. Sure. Like, my kids are there.
Is Hooman hosting the cornhole tournament?
He certainly is. He needs an assistant. Are you coming or what? I know it's your birthday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you are? Oh, how exciting.
Nita's been kind of drilling me. What do you want to do? You want to do that or the other thing? I'm like, I don't know, man.
Well, it's hard for Bryn because it's his birthday and his family's like, what? We don't get to spend your birthday with you?
It is hard. It's actually a day where I brought it up to the missus. She's like, all the neighborhood people that we... And I'm like, yeah, we'll just stay here.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's too far to drive.
It's a long ass drive anyway, especially with a baby in the car.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah.
So.
Vaughn, I know you're not.
You got Cameron too, right?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Will she nap? Should I? I think I have like a playpen.
Well, she needs naps. Gotta figure that out.
Yeah, she does
at some point.
Yeah. Otherwise.
Yeah.
Life gets real essy.
Yeah, well, we'll put her in a swing chair and just let her. Pass out there.
Hopefully, yeah, it's hot.
I know, it's really hot in here.
Well, take off all clothes.
Take off all your clothes.
So yesterday, for the second time, I dropped off my van at the auto body shop.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
This van still hasn't had its first oil change, but it's already been to the body shop twice.
How many miles are on it?
3,000. Oh, wow. I barely owned it. Second time.
It's a dent magnet.
Well, I don't know. It is the summer. That's part of the thing. The guy who hit me was from like BFE.
Right. And looking at directions.
Well, I think that he was on a day trip and was, I'm telling you, I'm sure that his day was ruined from start. You know, family, like, all right, pack. We got to get on the road.
Right.
Nobody's eating. Oh, my God, we're starving. Whoa, we got to stop. I got to go to the bathroom.
Go pee.
All the stuff. And then he hits us. So, I mean, as bummed as I am that he jumped into my day, I'm sure he wasn't having a great one either.
Sure. Yours was just the cherry on top.
How bad was his vehicle?
It looked like he'd had some...
previous.
That front end had seen some action already.
Oh, wow.
So, but whatever. It's getting taken care of. That was the sort of the thing that occurred to me. I went, this thing hasn't even had an oil change yet. Good grief.
When do you get to pick it up?
I don't know.
This is why we can't have nice things.
I guess. No, kids are why you can't have nice things.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not nice for long.
You ever get new carpet and then see what a kid does to it in 2 minutes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why. Kids.
It was nice moving into our new house. My kids were like, I think they were like 12 and 10 when we moved into the house we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... You know, they just, nothing got trashed. I mean, things are still, you know, generally people live there. So
normal
wear and tear.
Yeah.
But oh my God, that first house that we had when they were growing up, it was just like the minute you'd put something in, they'd ruin it. It's like, oh my God. I think we wound up getting purple rugs in the playroom at the old house because I'm like, purple. Everything a kid upchucks is purple.
Yeah.
It's dark enough that like any disgusting stains won't be on it. And it still looked pretty good when we left. I'm sure the people who bought it
tore out purple.
It's like this wine color.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. But it was functional.
So yesterday I claimed victory over a nemesis that had been...
Uh-oh.
I'd been fighting this doorknob...
Oh,
for
you
like,
got that done.
I can't tell. I know this sounds like the dumbest thing, but first of all, understand I'm not super
handy.
I'm not Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Right.
Not even close. Is he good at stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, he was good
at stuff.
Well,
he was kind of
a show.
Home Improvement.
He was always messing up, though, and hurting himself.
Yeah.
He was known for that, like clumsy and like,
right. But at least he had a basic knowledge of what to do.
Okay,
right.
So I'm not even that guy.
But you do try. I'm always impressed when you're like, I hung a shelf.
Right. So this door knob, it's the back plate had loosened.
The door was still locked.
It was still secured. Right. It was fine.
And there's a deadbolt too.
But this plate had loosened. And yet, the way this thing was on, there's no signs of how to
secure it.
Get into it. I couldn't. So I pulled the doorknob off, and I'm looking at how do I get this plate off to tighten the screws to tighten this thing. This decorative plate was like magically there. And I couldn't. And I would look at it, and I would sit there, and I would stick screwdrivers into places, and I'd put it back together and walk away from it and go, okay.
And you would put it back together unfixed several times.
At least five times I'd pull
like,
this
today's
doorknob
the day
off,
I'm going to figure this out.
And there's times when I've been sitting on this couch at this house and looking at it and going, why you? And I'd get at it again, and I'd start getting in, and I'd think, I'm going to find the trick. Today is the day. And
it's got to be a secret button.
And I'd start to think, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get this door unscrewed, and I'm going to break it, and then the house can't be locked.
Right.
And I'm going to have to stay here and guard the house. Not that there's anything that, but I sure don't want people moving in while I'm gone.
You don't want to leave your property unlocked. It's ridiculous.
So, right, of course
someone
not.
Someone pulling a Halle Berry.
Just a move-in. What? Yeah. We're squatting. What? You
the
left
locks
it open.
Changed, right, I got the locks fixed and changed. Fixed your door for you. You're welcome. It's my house now.
So anyway, I'd mentioned this yet again yesterday, or the 2 days ago, I had another one of those. I am going to fix you, why you? And I get in there, and I've got these screwdrivers and these little holes, and it's not happening. And I'm finally starting to do what I do, which is ruin things in an effort to fix them.
Because, right.
So I'm starting to stick a screwdriver
ruin the
into
door.
The wood door, and I'm like thinking, why are you?
You're going to, dent the faceplate.
And sure enough, and I'd even gone online, like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to look it up. Bryn, in 2 seconds, gets online after I explain my story, and he goes, ah, it's got a special little key that fits in these little holes, which are the holes I've been sticking screwdrivers in. But this little key loosens this nut, which drops the plate off. And I'm like,
wow.
I almost didn't catch that conversation. Like, I walked into the studio, and it was like 30 seconds left in the
Vinny's
song.
Like explaining to me. Like, basically, the conversation we just had on the air, he's like, I take it off, and then I'm trying to get the screwdrivers in there.
And then,
Did you know about the key? That he
Hey, what are you guys talking about? I feel like I can help with the situation.
He does. And it was so funny, too, because he pulls the thing up, and Vinny's shaking his head. He goes, No.
I looked online like 20 times. I fully tried to find
the secret
recipe. I knew there had to be something. There's no way this door needs to be ruined in order for me to tighten it. And
so,
sure enough,
joys of home ownership.
Bryn, what did you type in?
Well, first I checked out his model of his doorknob, and then I looked online at the website, and then I started looking up manuals and started to look at how things were assembled, and then tried to find a video so it could be a little more clear.
I can't believe it.
But,
you
know.
That is awesome!
So then I'm like, all right, well, there's no way I saved this tool. Because it's just like me to have the tool.
It was included with whatever the install package.
Yeah, when my dude, put all that in, he would have given me the tool. He's done that with a few different things he did. Okay, you
it's
need to save all this,
to
right?
Right.
Now, I don't remember that moment, but I'm like, of course, Kirk would have given me the stuff I need.
And
right? So I get home, and first of all, I'm driving home, and I'm like, I know me. I saw that. What is this?
Right.
Because that's me.
Yep.
Well, we got to clean up around here. What is this? This is I've never used this before.
It's like go to anything. Cut from the same cloth.
God.
Oh.
Sure enough, it's there.
Oh my God, you found it.
And sure enough, I get the doorknob off, and I'm like, wee, wee, wee. Thing comes right off. I'm all screw, screw, screw. Tighten, tight.
Thing's fixed.
Done.
You fixed it. It took 5 minutes.
I swear to God, I marched around the house with my arms raised,
my God.
Like.
Cross it off the list.
Like, I did it!
Was Christina impressed?
She knows that thing's been loose. We both have felt like, boy, I wonder if this will ever get handled. But you know what the real hurdle was? Do I call someone out here?
Right.
And have that guy look down his nose at me and be like, really? You couldn't do this? Like, I knew it was going to be the... Right. I knew it was going to be the one.
But you did it, Vinny.
Triumph yesterday. Triumph. One of those little minor wins where I felt good the rest of the day.
That is
a good feeling.
Nothing's bringing me down.
Boys.
The rest of the day, I'm like, I'm good.
You/Bryn solved the problem. That's good. That's teamwork.
I felt good, too. I felt super proud, too. I was really glad to help. Yeah. I was like... I'm so proud of myself to be able to help
him. Did you text
like
him a picture of the whole thing?
No, I didn't text a picture, but it was one of those things where I texted him like, it's done. It worked. Thank you. It's fixed.
It's a good feeling. The joys of home ownership. Speaking of which, Hooman must not be here because he's going to be here Wednesday and Thursday?
Correct.
Do we know?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yes.
I looked over because I'm like, today's Tuesday. It's the Joys of Home Ownership Day.
I thought he checked in with you.
No, I didn't check in with me.
He checked in with you.
He checked in with you, Bryn?
Yeah, he's asked me to watch a movie, that's why. And I'm not even sure if we're doing one this week, so.
Oh, I don't know. Are we doing a movie review on Thursday?
I don't know if we're going to have time on
Nobody
Thursday.
Talked to that guy about when he's coming in?
I didn't. He went to San Diego on Sunday, is all I know. Okay.
I thought his schedule was Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right, but this week, because of the other stuff, I'm sure he's...
What's
know,
the other stuff?
The broadcast that we're doing.
Oh, on Thursday?
And
that's
Wednesday.
That's a work day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's do this.
This summer, Alice wants to send
no,
you
No, we're not
Disney
doing this. Hold on.
Escape.
That's not what I want to do.
Like three
what
vacations
happened?
In one.
It was
Uh-oh.
There.
Enjoy
we placed
Disney.
This for you. Here, just go ahead and
I did,
stop that.
I saw it, yeah. All right, hold on.
You want to talk a little more?
You got
we'll
it.
We'll talk a little bit more.
It.
I know. We'll figure
yeah,
it out.
Do that. Hey, just
where did it even go? It's just gone.
I know.
Look at it.
Don't worry. I got it.
Okay.
Just
any one of those songs will work for me.
How much time do we have?
Seconds.
I can tell you something. Rebecca had emailed me a little while ago saying that we have 26 tickets left.
How is this possible?
Because some people,
couldn't go, or weren't 21, whatever.
Yeah, you know. So at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, we're doing those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is for the 5th annual Sarah and Vinny Live Secret Show tomorrow. And then the pool party right afterward.
Yeah.
And you have your pajamas, your llama pajamas. And it's still not ready. Where the hell did it go? All right. So 26 pair.
Mm-hmm. 26, no, 26 tickets. So
13 pairs
pair.
At 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're listening for the details on how to get them.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to press play now. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Just click right on it. I don't want to. Yeah, there you go. Okay, we'll be
KLLC,
KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Great job. That was super smooth. That's why we make the big bucks.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.